We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first at 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Josh Harris, and this morning I'll be talking with Kathy Schneider, head of Respect Life Ministries and Walking with Moms in Need at St. Bridget Catholic Church. Kathy, it is amazing to be here with you.
Thank you, Josh.
So what got you into pro-life ministry?
So I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and we had Christ Renews His Parish there. So in my group of sisters at the time, one of the ladies there, she, in her witness, talked about going to the abortion clinic and trying to save babies and praying the rosary. And she was very devout. And I thought, this was so many years ago, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's kind of extreme. Like, I never even thought about that. I mean, I'm against it, but I don't know. I never heard of that. So fast forward, we went through formation and, you know, she's a friend. And then this thing called 40 Days for Life starts happening around the world. And she's like, I want to do this thing called 40 Days for Life. And I want to see if my chirp sisters will come and pray 1 hour once a week for 6 times. We're kind of like, well, you know, Jenny's asking us to do this, so we should do it. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go and do this. I mean, I didn't even know where the abortion clinic was in our city. So I sign up, I go, and I have to tell you, I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. And we only had one abortion clinic in the state of Kentucky. And so there were probably 20 people there praying. It was kind of crowded, our pro-life side. Jenny had this system, it was so beautiful. She had these two little bins. And when a girl would go in that they didn't get to convince her to change her mind, she'd put a rosary in this bin that there's someone in here. And then when you came, she would say, pray a rosary for this girl. She's in there. So you'd pick up a rosary and you'd just move to part of the sidewalk and you'd pray this rosary for this specific girl. And once it'd been prayed, you put it in this other bin that she'd been prayed for. And so it was just all these little facets of making this so beautiful. You know, Jenny would reach out to them. Other people would reach out to them. But I just prayed for my 1 hour and I went home and I was like, well, that wasn't really so bad. And so then I asked a different friend to go with me the following week. And, you know, for years, I did that twice a year in the fall and the spring, 1 hour a week. And that was the extent of what I ever did. So when I moved here to Georgia in 2013, I looked up 40 Days for Life in the fall. I'm like, campaign's going to start. I need to see where it is around me. And I was like, oh my goodness, there were 3 campaigns going on. Whoa, like we have 3 abortion clinics. I mean, little did I know we have 14, but there were 3 campaigns. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just look and see who needs me more to pray and I'll go there. So I open up the sites for the in different locations, and there's like nobody signed up, 2 or 3 people. I mean, I'm shocked that there's no one signed up. And so I was like, okay, well, I can do 2. Let's do 2 locations twice a week. So I signed up at 2 different vigils, and I went, and I was the only one there. I mean, I really was the only one there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to figure out what I need to say to them. I don't even know what to do to save a baby. So Lauren Whitaker, shout out to her, local sidewalk advocate years ago, she taught a class and I heard about it. And so I went to an all day class and she taught me things and I started going to the clinic where she was at so I could watch her and see what she was doing. And then we came across Sidewalk Advocates for Life, and it is an international organization to train people to go to the sidewalk with life-affirming, beautiful ways to love and save a baby. And so we got trained on that. And then, as you, Josh, know, because you help with that, we now train people. We have a, you know, you can go through the program here in Atlanta to get trained. That's kind of how it started. And then when I got here to Georgia, there just weren't people going. And so after 40 Days for Life was over and I was trained to be a sidewalk advocate, you know, I just felt like I needed to go more than just 40 days. I mean, there are people getting taken, their lives are taken every day. So who's showing up the rest of the time? So I just started going to the abortion clinics all year round. And this particular day, I'm like, we haven't even had saves in like a month. And does it even matter that I'm there? Like, Lord, I don't even think it matters. And like, my house is dirty. I need to stay home and clean my house today. I do have other things I could be doing. I had come out of Mass when I was debating with myself whether to drive to the clinic or go home and clean my dirty house. And I sat in the car and that Mother Teresa quote came to me, you know, you're not called to be successful. You're called to be faithful. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, just be faithful to what you know is right. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. So, you know, I was there by myself and this couple, you know, had pulled in. I tried to give them some information. I talked to them about help and options. And, you know, we always just say like, come Holy Spirit. You know, if there was a perfect thing we could say that would save every baby, every person who does sidewalk advocacy would say that. But every person is different. You don't know what's going to be the thing that touches their heart to choose life. And so I don't even remember what I said to Beatrice and Melvin, but I know that they went in there with trepidation on their heart and they had some hope and they knew there was some help. And so they went in and she was not in there for very long at all. And then she came out and talked to him, sat in the car. She didn't come back down to talk to me yet, sat in the car. And then they drove down to the little driveway where I was and said, okay, you're right. We don't want to do it. What can you do? How can you help us and stuff? So that was like the first official save that I'd really had by myself where no one else was there praying. And of course, the Holy Spirit and Jesus was there with me. But, you know, when I didn't want to go on that day, God showed me it mattered and there was a life that was spared. And he's five now. He turned five this month. And the funny part about that, he wasn't really due until May. He was due a little bit later. And he was born on Easter Sunday that year. And I think it was like Jesus' way to say, look, you know, just count on me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like, don't worry about all this other stuff. Just 99% of life is showing up and let God do the rest. And so if we on that sidewalk can be an advocate for God's love and hope to these women, you know, it matters.
One thing that this reminds me of so powerfully is, you know, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. In spite of all these different excuses to not show up and have God work through me, I arrived on the scene with my two fish and five loaves, and he multiplied it. Yeah. When we hear that still small voice that says, stand up for those without a voice, what move are we going to make? Praise God, you said yes. I know there's other babies alive today that are grateful. And one day, I'm sure their mother will tell them that story of somebody who was an instrument of God's peace, who was instrumental in you being brought into this world.
And I think, too, we can't underestimate what the result of that child will be for that family. You know, I always try to say to the women going in, like, God is giving you this baby with these gift and talents for you right now that your family needs. And so, you know, when we chop off that branch of the family tree, those blessings are missed. You know, I have this other funny story, a beautiful story, that there was a car that came and pulled in and wanted us to come over and see a baby in the back seat. And it was this woman and her 16-year-old daughter was in the back seat with a newborn baby. They were coming home from the hospital. And she had stopped to tell us being there saved her grandchild.
Wow.
And she said, here's what I want to tell you. This girl got pregnant at 16 and I was not happy. And she said, I live real close to this abortion clinic and I drive by here a lot. And I know this is an abortion clinic. So she'd seen us praying there. So she said her daughter got pregnant and she said, right away, the first thing I thought was, I know where an abortion clinic is. I know where I can take her. And then the very next thought she said was, oh my gosh, those people are there and they've been praying and they want to help people. They're right. We shouldn't do this. And so she stopped to say thanks for saving her grandbaby because she remembered us being there and it made her think that she shouldn't really do this. You know, we know Abby Johnson said, you know, what it was 70% no shows when people were outside of her Planned Parenthood praying, you know, so it is powerful to show up there.
Kathy, thank you so much for joining us and inspiring us. I'm thrilled to continue our conversation tomorrow at 7:21 on AM 1160 The Quest. And now, back to the Sunrise Morning Show.